USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is being barred from appearing on Colorado's presidential primary ballot next year. Dave Collins has the details.
The Colorado Supreme Court said on Tuesday he violated the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban on January 6, 2021, when he encouraged the violent demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol. Trump had earlier won similar cases in Michigan and Minnesota, and he will be on the ballot in those states.
GOP rivals of the former president, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie, all criticized the Colorado decision in various ways. The prospect of the Senate reaching an agreement on border security and Ukraine aid before the Christmas holiday appears unlikely. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer acknowledged progress in negotiations but refrained from confirming whether a vote would take place. On the other hand, Senator John Thune, the chamber's second-ranking Republican, asserted that a deal would not be reached until January. He accused Democrats of delaying discussions on immigration reform until the last minute. The White House issued a warning that Ukraine aid is at risk of running out by the end of the year. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The new law, signed by Governor Greg Abbott Monday, grants state authorities in Texas the ability to apprehend illegal immigrants on state charges. This occurs amid the surge of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The United Nations Security Council's postponing a vote addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Initially scheduled for Tuesday, the council had convened to vote on a resolution urging an immediate ceasefire and an escalation of humanitarian aid in the region. However, following intense negotiations, the vote has been rescheduled for Wednesday. The United States has consistently opposed similar resolutions in the past. At the same time, discussions concerning another hostage deal seem to be at a standstill. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden, paying tribute to the life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral on Tuesday.
Gracious and wise, civil and principled, Sandra Day O'Connor, the daughter of the American West, was a pioneer in her own right.
In his remarks, Biden highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both legal and political realms, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. For the second time in U.S. history, an Air Force general is set to undergo a court-martial. Philip Stewart, who previously headed pilot training at Randolph Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, had his command revoked this year. He faces accusations of sexually assaulting a female officer. Stewart's defense contends the relationship was consensual. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.